This is the first Touring Breaks podcast ever, possibly the last, probably not though. We're here in our studio in deepest southwest London, and we're going to play some things we like and mess around and see if this works. And if it does, we'll get better and do some more. But they might all—they might all be different, or they might all be the same. Who knows?
Yeah, the future is going to be a big deciding factor.
That's right.
On what happens from this moment on, the future.
And we don't have a crystal ball.
No, and there's no way of telling. So, I thought maybe we should start by taking this SM7 microphone around our studio, and just so you get a small sonic picture of where we are in your heads, where we're sitting, I'll just take you for a little walk around.
Excuse all the weird noise.
Don't worry about the noise. We're professionals. I'm just unwinding this mic cable.
You'll probably have to take your headphones off if you want freedom.
I might. I might not go that far, because okay. We're sitting... If I can describe to you, we're sitting in the middle of lots of instruments at the moment, so it's not very far for me to walk.
It's not a big place, is it,
Gary? It's not a big place, and we're quite full up at the moment because we've got our sort of bandy drum kit stuff and all of our guitars out, and lots of kind of percussion, African bits and bobs around here. As you can tell, I'm in the sound-treated area. Just have a little listen for the silence that we've managed to increase in our studio recently. There you go.
That's gold. That's pure gold. That's the grey foam.
That's the grey foam. It's surprisingly expensive for stuff that looks like it comes off a dodgy old bed. You'll want to fill your house with it. All right, so over here's Ollie. This is what Ollie sounds like when you rub a microphone on him.
Help me.
He sounds like that quite a lot, but that's just when I'm in control. Right, over here, this is the sound of a shaker. There's the sound of two cups of tea. There's another shaker.
What are those shakers called?
I don't know what they're called exactly, but they're on a calabash. Okay. So I always call them a calabash, which might be what they're called. That's the sound of one conga, played by Gary Knights. This is Ollie's phone on the top of another conga. Some dun-dun bar.
You go, whatever. I don't know what that's called.
Cabasa?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's a cabasa. It might be.
There's a lot of that kind of stuff around here.
There's lots of bells here. There's another one. There's a hell of a lot. Right in front of me is this beautiful balafon.
That's very nice. I think that's one of the nicest sounding instruments in the room.
It goes well with this.
You may well remember that sound from the soundtrack of True Romance, except it was being played by a Westerner, very wrongly, most probably. But what's this called?
I think that's a thumb piano.
This is a thumb piano.
Isn't that nice?
It's a beautiful sound, that is. There's also a piano around here.
There's a piano around here, yeah. There's a hell of a lot of instruments in a small space.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's how Feeling Oblivion sounds without any practice.
Without paying a piano player.
Well, we could carry on, but you get the picture. There's a lot of things that you can't hear in this place, which are the nicest things, the sexiest things are the cables.
That's right.
Anyone that knows me well will know that I love cables.
He likes to be wrapped up in cables.
Yeah.
Sometimes as well.
Cover me in cables and have your way with me. Cover me in cables and record it. They are the facilitators of... I think of a musician's life, really, aren't they?
They are. They're the temptress and the master. aren't they, of a musician's life, of a recording musician's life at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can fully understand and appreciate Gail's obsession, nay perversion, shall we say, over them. There's something very sexy about especially a bright blue cable.
Yeah, yeah, any colour really. It's more, I don't know, it's a tangle upness of them. The different ends.
They all male, female.
They all do different tasks, you know. And if you have a lot of cables, you can do many things. If you don't have many cables, you know.
It's a cableless world.
You're back a couple of centuries. Sometimes it's good.
Gail, I believe you've got something to play that you like.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
First, we're going to hear something from Henri is his name, or the name of the man. He might be French. I don't know. It's what are they called? Instrumental hip-hop, they call it.
Instrumental hip-hop.
Yeah,
sounds good to me.
We're not just going to play stuff that sounds exactly like Cheering Breaks all the time here, but we might sometimes. But this is a guy called Henri. I believe he found records of old Vietnamese pop songs in flea markets and then put them together for this one. The album's called Chinoiseries, I think. He must be French with the name, if that's what he calls it. And this is a track called something like Relax in Me Knee. I was going to play a little loop of some of the music we've been recording here for Henri Galbi.
Brilliant.
Who's he's an Ivorian Coastian. Anyway, he's an African musician. He's really a djembe player, but he's a musician all round. And we've been using our space and our time to record him bits, kind of hoping to trade off some recordings that he wants for his new album and some recordings that we kind of want to do somehow as a project. But anyway, you know, it's all kind of fun and games and all a good experience for us. And I think we should probably play a little loop of it rather than a whole track, just like a loop at the end, just to give you a bit of a taster, because we haven't asked
permission. And yeah, no, it's probably a good idea.
We'll just do that loop.
We'll end up in
track.
The trunk of a car.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. All of our limbs being slowly taken off.
But it's free advertising.
Okay, so let's play that now. No. We'll be right back. That's superb, isn't it? He's amazing, that guy. What I love about whenever we work with him, it's like watching a proper, like someone with a proper percussive brain at work. And we were saying the other day, if we tried to do it, it would all end up being all hits on the same points, probably just lots of dak 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 dak, like 50 things more or less hit doing the same thing. Whereas the way he works, and it's all kind of new for me because I know Henry Galby a bit through Gail, but I haven't done that much sort of actual proper musical work with him apart from the Big Wheel,
the London Eye gig
that we did with him, which was amazing. But apart from that, I haven't done that much stuff with him. So for me, it's been nuts because he comes in and he'd just lay down like a cowbell for 5 minutes and you think, okay, a cowbell, okay. And then he'll put in something else and something else and something else, and he just builds up these mental, searing kind of grooves and you just get completely lost and hours go all day. It's such a nice way to work because we'll spend like 8 hours doing that and it's like it goes by in 5 minutes.
You
get into a real trance with it all. I guess the trick for us is probably working out what we're going to do with it and turning it into something. Hopefully one day it will come out and it will be good.
Yeah. Well, I think he'll definitely do at least get the recordings for his new album, which I think he kind of updates constantly his own program, but it's what what we're going to do.
We're going to do something cool. Something cool will happen, definitely.
It's already happening. So, we're going to do a cover version a little bit later on. Aren't we?
We are, yeah. I just remembered, I can't remember the chords.
All the words. So maybe we'll have a little practice.
We'll put this podcast on pause.
Yeah. And or maybe they could listen to some music like, I don't know. What music do you like, Gary?
I like music like Girls Aloud and anything by the Pop Idol label, who are very cool. Why don't you listen to, I don't know... put on some Bon Iver.
Some Bon Iver.
Yeah, Bon Iver. I don't know how he's supposed to be. Is it Bon Iver or Bon Iver? I never know.
Bon Iver is like Good Winter in French, which must be what he's playing, really.
I see.
You can see who speaks French and doesn't, because the people that speak French say Bon Iver and the ones that don't say Bon Iver.
He's a Yank trying to be clever.
Yeah, or maybe he's a Frenchman really outwitting everyone.
Ah, that would be good. How postmodern. Either that or, of course, the answer to Bon Iver in all Bon Iver-based conversations, of course, is Fleet Foxes.
Fleet Foxes.
If somebody says Bon Iver, you say Fleet Foxes.
Bon Iver?
Fleet Foxes.
Or vice versa. Fleet Foxes?
Bon Iver.
There you go.
That's the way the world works.
Then you don't have to talk about... you know, meaningful music and how it's all
that's right
real and this
you
is,
just get you know. To the final conclusions.
Bon Iver. So which track are you going to play off of that
let's play let's play Flume, because it's bloody gorgeous, isn't it? And you know, this record, of course, I know it's old news now, it's been out for ages and everyone knows about it, but it was one of those records where like certain people, tasteful people, was kept telling us about it and going, you got to check this out. And I resisted it for ages because I thought I usually do try and resist most things. And if they still break through, then I know it's for me. And it broke through and I listened to this record every day for about 6 weeks. And I haven't done that for years. And it's just a beautiful record and very tasteful and cool and, you know, something I'm quite happy to advertise in our podcast to the three people listening. So here it is, Flume by Bon Iver.
Yay!
So it shows.
Okay, here comes our cover. We're gonna nice and rusty, or rustic. Okay, oh, hang on. Let me just get my bits here. Okay, one, two, three, four.
I'd like to go back home, take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from the day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. La 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 la. Everybody knows. La 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 la. Everybody knows. La 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 la. Everybody knows. La 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 la. Every time I think about back home, it's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I've gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows. Thank you.
Yay! Oh, I remembered the chords the last time round the chorus. Just in time to finish.
Yeah, I think we should just leave it. That was pretty...
Yeah, that's fine. That's the way it sounds.
We could fix it. We could do it until it sounds right.
It's not about that, is it?
Let's not give ourselves a headache here.
Exactly. We want this to be as easy as possible so that we actually do it again.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That was a lot of fun, that.
That was great fun. It reminds you, doesn't it, Gary, that all of this is based around our love for playing music together.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And it always shines through.
So it's kind of lunchtime now. So we're going to have to be quite quick with lunch, unfortunately.
That's a shame, because we like to take quite a while over lunch. In fact, you know what? I'll let you into a little secret here now. For a long time, the working title of the album Jack in a Box was What's for Lunch? and it was gonna be What's for Lunch right up until like the last tiny little meeting where the label just point blank refused and said, you are effing crazy, if you call it that. But there was we saw this album by, who was it by? Crisis What Crisis it's called, and it was by that band from the 70s. Everyone loves them.
Almost there.
Made Breakfast in America. What the hell are they called? I can't believe it.
Go on, we'll have to edit it in.
Okay, we'll remember and put it back in as if we knew.
If you say, by that band.
By that band.
Supertramp. Yeah.
And we saw they had an album called Crisis What Crisis. And we really liked it. And it was just, I think there was probably some sort of war going on. And we kept laughingly saying, yeah, well, anyway, what's for lunch? It was like our way out, our escape route via words. And so that was the album title for ages. And then, of course, it turned into Jack in a Box because we realised that probably wouldn't work calling it What's for Lunch. But nevertheless, the basic drive of our interest in lunch and all things food is still very ripe, isn't it, Gal?
It is, because we're like combustion engines and you have to feed the engine, really, you know.
That's right.
We've developed a strange liking for, instead of trying to find something kind of sensible or, you know, like you would do if you're at work, we don't have time to make sandwiches at home before we come in here. But we tend to just go for tins, you know, like tins of tuna or tins of aubergines.
It's that siege mentality, isn't it? Because it's that sort of, if the SH1T goes down, you know, we'll be all right because we're in a soundproof bunker, double glazing. I don't know about the wife and kids, they'll have to fend for themselves. But
yeah,
we've got tins, all sorts of tinned food. I mean, we discovered that corned beef will last, how long was it?
A long time.
An incredibly long time, like a century or something.
Yeah.
So we've stacked right up on the corned beef.
At the kindness of my heart, I did take a tin of aubergines home.
Did you?
Which
the family
was loved by the family.
Really?
Yeah, they all joined in, yeah.
Well, they'll be all right then. Aubergines, they're full of goodness, you know.
So, yeah, we might, or maybe we'll just get some kind of sliced ham or something to go with the cheese and bread we had from the past couple of weeks.
I'm going to go for some sort of pitta extravaganza today, I think.
We just don't have enough time to enjoy the usual
shame,
sort of tin of dog food.
Yeah. That we end up creating out of tuna and beans.
Yeah. Well, we will one day put photos up of our lunches because it would actually make a very interesting coffee table book, I think.
It would. Yeah, you're right. During breaks, what's for lunch?
Yeah, there's a real collection. Book. You know, we can get a very colourful collection of stuff on our plates.
We'll put some pictures up on Twitter as well, as long as we can get it working, which it isn't at the moment. But should we end off with playing a bit of music or something?
Yeah.
Let's play a bit of music from the soundtrack from a wonderful film called Heavy. All this music is there's a soundtrack available, and some of it's a bit cheesy and country rock. And also it's got what's his name from the Lemonheads on it. Evan Dando does some really nice stuff in it. But the bloke from Sonic Youth, what's his name?
Thurston Moore.
Put together a bunch of slightly abstract guitar bits for this film, and they are gorgeous, and I've loved them for years. And in fact, you know, it was one of the things that made me want to go out and buy a four track and start messing around with that kind of stuff. So it was quite a big influence, really. And this is one of the incidental bits. It's probably about 2 minutes long, but it's just gorgeous. Just relax and float along
in the world to this lovely piece of music. There's a fly. I can hear a fly.
I was wondering what you're pointing at.
It's a blue bottle.
Yeah,
it's another one.
Him. Yeah, he's in here. He's gone around the corner.
He's
there
trying
he is.
To be
there
famous.
He he's just gone again.
Oh well.
If we're really quiet, you can hear us. We can hear the fly. Oh, he's gone again.
The sounds of urban nature.
What a sweet. Oh look, hang on. He was hitting the glass. That's a good sound when they hit the glass.
It's like
it's incredible. The action in this place sometimes.
It's a microscopic world that we live in.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
See you next time.
See you next time. We'll let you know.